الإذاعة الإلكترونية لجامعة العلوم والتكنولوجيا تقدم اللغة الإنجليزية واحد، الإعداد والتقديم الدكتور بليغ الوصي. الهندسة الصوتية المهندس محمد العلي. الإشراف الدكتور سمير الشميري والدكتور محمد السيد. الإخراج رياض المحية.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear students, welcome to the fifth session of this course, English 101. This session will discuss the following topics. Number one, plural of nouns. Two, present perfect tense. Three, present perfect continuous tense. Four, past perfect tense. Now let's begin discussing the four topics of this session. Topic number one, pluralization or plural of nouns. Before giving you the new rules in changing singular nouns into plural, let me remind you of the very general rule of pluralization. In order to change a noun into plural, we have to add the letter S to the end of that noun. If the noun ends with SH, CH, X, SS, O, Z, we have to add ES to the noun. If the noun ends with Y preceded by a consonant, we have to omit Y and then add IES. We studied these rules previously. Today, we will study more rules about how to change into plural. Now, let's have the new rules. Number one, most nouns ending in O take ES in the plural. We know that. For example, Negro, N-E-G-R-O, Negroes. You have to add ES. Hero, heroes. But some borrowed words take only the letter S. For example, piano, P-I-A-N-O, pianos. You have to add only S. Studio, studios. Photo, photos. For these words, though these words end with O, you have to add only S. Rule number two, most nouns ending in F or F-E, you have to change these letters into V, and then you have to add ES. So if the noun ends with F or F-E, you have to change it into V. For example, wolf, W-O-L-F, wolves. You have to change the last F into V and then to add ES. Thief, thieves. Change the F into V. Knife, knives. Loaf, loaves. In all these words, you have to change the F or F-E into V and then add ES. Rule number three, but nouns ending in double F. If we have a noun that end in double F and also a few nouns ending in F, take only S. Examples of these nouns are cliff, cliffs, C-L-I-F-F. you have to add only S. Roof, F, just one F, but you have to add only S. And there is no need to change it into V. Roof, roofs. Chief, chiefs. Proof, proofs. Handkerchief, handkerchiefs. Rule number 4. Compound nouns make their plural form by adding the suitable ending to the last part. So if you have a compound noun like blackboard, for example, you have to add the plural S to the second part, and you have to say blackboards, shoemakers, looking glasses, no glasses, ES, armchairs. So you have to change the second part into plural, either by adding S, ES, IES, or by changing it into its plural form if it is an irregular word. Rule number 5. The plural of numbers and letters of the alphabet is formed by adding apostrophe and S. For example, the numbers 4 and 7. You want to change them into plural, so you have to say fours. 4 plus apostrophe plus an S. Sevens, 7 plus an apostrophe plus an S. Also the letters of the alphabet. If you want to change the letters of the alphabet into plural, you want to say that you have many letters of B. So you can say B's, B apostrophe S. D's, D apostrophe S. Rule number 6. Some nouns form their plural in an irregular way. For example, sheep is a singular noun. The plural form of sheep is the same word, sheep. Also fish, fish. But ox, O-X, the plural form of ox is oxen, O-X-E-N. Child, children. Man, men. Tooth, teeth. Foot, feet. Mouse, mice. Goose, geese. All these words are irregular nouns. Rule number 7. Plurals of pronouns are varied. For example, the pronoun I. What is the plural form of I? We. You, you. He or she or it. They have one plural form, that is they. Me, us. Him, her. It, them. My, our. Your, your. His or her or its, their. Mine, ours, and yours, yours. Also his or hers or its, theirs. These are the plural forms of pronouns. Now let's have an exercise about plurals. Give the plural of each of the following nouns. Number 1, address. The word address ends with double S. So we have to add ES. So we have to say addresses, A-double-D-R-E-double-S-E-S. Beast, also beast. Here, you have to add only S. You have to say beasts. Box, you know box ends with X. Because of this, you have to add ES. You have to say boxes. Boy, boys, adding only S. Child, you know child, the word child is an irregular noun. So what is the plural form of child? It is children. Duty, duties. You know, this word or this noun ends with Y, preceded by a consonant. We have to omit Y and then add I-E-S. So duties, D-U-T-I-E-S. The same with butterfly, butterflies, I-E-S. Fisherman, fishermen. This is a compound noun, fisherman. So you have to change the second part into plural. How to change the word man into plural? Men. Enemy, enemies, I-E-S, I, eyes, only, S. Exercise number two, change each of the following changeable nouns and pronouns into plural and make any other necessary change. So here in these sentences, you have to change all the singular nouns into plural. For example, that lady carries her baby with her all day long. So the word that should be changed into those. Lady should be changed into ladies. Carry should be, the verb should be changed into carry. Hair should be changed into their. Baby should be changed into babies. You know, hair should be changed into them. And day, the word day should be changed into days. So you have to change all the singular nouns in these sentences into plural. Now let's have one sentence. The teacher tries his best to help the class. So you can say, the teachers, change teacher to teachers, change tries to try, because, you know, in the first one it is the third person singular, here the subject is plural. You have to write only the base form. So try. His should be changed into their. To help the class should be changed into the classes. Let's have another sentence. That Negro who is a shoemaker is also a tennis champion. So you can say those instead of that. Negroes instead of Negro. Are instead of is. Those Negroes who are. Showmakers, you have to omit A, the article, and then add S to the word maker. Makers, is, instead of is, you have to write R. Also, tennis champions, you have to add S to the last word. Let's have a final sentence. His wife is cutting the loaf with a knife. So you can say, instead of his, you have to say their wife. You have to say wives, change the F into V and then add ES. Is cutting should be are cutting. The loaf should be loaves. With a knife should be with knives. Now let's go to the second topic of today's session, which is about the present perfect tense. You know, the present perfect tense is formed with the present tense of to have plus past participle. So in order to write a sentence in the present perfect, we have to write has or have as a helping verb, followed by the past participle of the main verb. For example, you can say, I have worked hard. So have plus the past participle of the main verb. Ali has studied his English lesson. Has, because the subject is singular, followed by the past participle of the main verb. The present perfect is a sort of mixture of present and past, and it is used to express three major meanings. Now, the meanings of the present perfect tense. Number one, it may describe a situation that begins in the past and still exists in the present. So, a situation that begins in the past, but it still exists in the present. For example, Samir has been sick all his life. Now, the sickness began in the past, but is still continuing. Samir is still sick. Those three houses have been empty for 10 years. So have been empty. You know, have been, why? Because they are still empty. These three houses are still empty. Now the second meaning of the present perfect tense. The present perfect tense can be used also to express a past action with present result. For example, someone has broken the window. It is still broken. the glass is on the floor. So it is still broken. We have to use the present perfect, has broken. I have cut my finger. It is still bleeding. The present perfect can also be used with past actions whose time are not given and are not definite, or are related to the present time in one way or another. For example, I have seen wolves in the zoo when the time is not definite. So I have to use the present perfect. You know, I may also still be possible to see them. Ali has changed jobs many times. He may do it again. And also the time is not definite. So we used the present perfect. Another important point in the present perfect is to understand that there are some adverbs which are used with present perfect tenses. These are already, just, yet, never, so far, up till now, lately, recently, since, and for. And, you know, since and for are very important adverbs in this tense. For is used with a period of time. You can say, I haven't seen my friend for a long time. So for comes before a period of time. I haven't spoken French for 2 years, a period of time. For is used with the simple past tense to denote a finished period of time. Now compare these two sentences. Number one, we lived in Saudi Arabia for 3 years. The word for here is used with the past simple tense. We lived in Saudi Arabia. What does this mean? It means we do not live there now. We lived there 3 years ago. We lived there for 3 years in the past, but now we are not living in Saudi Arabia. However, look at the second sentence. We have lived in Jordan for 10 years. It means we still live there. So using the present perfect with the word for means the action is still continuing. We are still there. We are still living there. Now, what about since? The word since is used with a point in time and means. From that point of the time till the time of speaking. So from that point till the time of speaking. For example, he has been here since 6 o'clock. It means from 6 o'clock till now, till the time of speaking. And he is still here. So since refers to the beginning of the action, whereas for refers to the duration of the action. Now let's have an exercise. Exercise number one, use the correct form of the verbs in brackets. Use either the past simple tense or the present perfect. Number one, I dash study, the verb is study. I dash engineering for 3 years, but then I stopped. So because I stopped, it means you have to use the past simple tense. You know, if the action is continuing, you have to use the present perfect. But because he said, I stopped, so you can say, I studied engineering for 3 years. But then I stopped, to use the past simple tense. Number two, he dash, the verb is work, in this office since he left school. So since he left school means from that time till now, till the time of speaking. So we have to use the present perfect and we have to say he has worked in this office since he left school. Three, we dash, the verb is live, in Aden since 1998. We intend to move to Sana'a next year. So we intend, we didn't move, we haven't moved yet. So we have to use the present perfect and we have to say We have lived in Aden since 1998. Number four, Shakespeare died in 1616. So because this action happened in the past and in a specific time in the past, we have to use the past simple tense. We have to say Shakespeare died in 1616. Now let's go to the second exercise. Complete these sentences using the present perfect tense and either since or for. Again, what is the difference between since and for? Since refers to the beginning of the action, whereas for refers to the duration of the action. Number one, I not eat. How can you make it in the present perfect? You can say, I have not eaten. Now complete the sentence with either for or since. I have not eaten. Dash over a month. Is it since or for? It is for. For over a month. Okay, B. I have not eaten. Dash, I was 10. So you can say, I have not eaten since I was 10. Let's have the second sentence. Number two. It not rain here. Make it in the present perfect. It has not rained here. Okay, now add for or since. It has not rained here. Dash several weeks. For several weeks. Dash November. Since November. Let's take the third example or the third question. I not have time to finish the work. Make it in the present perfect. I have not had time. You know, the present perfect should consist of have or has plus the past participle of the main verb. The main verb here is have also. So you can say, I have not had time to finish the work. Now add since or for last week. Huh? I have not had time to finish the work since last week or for last week. For last week. Okay, I have not had time to finish the work since you were last here or for you were last here. The answer is since you were last here. Now let's go to topic number three of this session, which is about the present perfect continuous tense. Now the present perfect continuous tense is used for an action which began in the past and is still continuing or has only just finished. You know, it has a similarity with the present perfect. You can say, example, I have been waiting for an hour and he hasn't come yet. It means the action began 1 hour ago, and I'm still there. I'm still waiting there. Second point about the present perfect continuous, the simple present perfect can also express an action which began in the past and is still continuing. For this use, it has a similarity with the present perfect. You can say, he has lived here for 6 weeks, or he has been living here for 6 weeks. Both the tenses express that or indicate that the action is still continuing. The present perfect continuous tense expresses an action which is apparently uninterrupted. That is to say, we do not use it when we mention the number of times a thing has been done or a number of things that have been done. For example, I have written 6 letters since breakfast. You cannot say, I have been writing 6 letters. But you have to say, I have been writing letters. So if you want to mention the number of times you did the action, you have to use the present perfect, but don't use the present perfect tense. Let's go now to the fourth topic of today's session, which is about the past perfect tense. Now, the past perfect tense is used to indicate that one action happened before another in the past. So there are two actions. One of them happened before the second. For example, Ali had done his homework. Then he watched television last night. So here we have two actions, doing the homework and watching television. One action happened before the second. Which is the first action? Doing the homework. The second action, watching TV. So the first action should be written in the past perfect. What is the past perfect? The past perfect tense consists of had plus the past participle. When I arrived, all the visitors had left the party. Also here, we have two actions. My arrival and the visitors' leaving of the party. So which is the first one and which is the second? First, they left the party, then I arrived. So the first action should be in the past perfect. Here, the first action is leaving the party, so it should be in the past perfect. The second should be in the past simple. The past perfect tense is also used in indirect speech, provided that the introductory verb is in the past form. No, it should be in the past form. For example, he said, I knew Samir well. Now here, the introductory paragraph is in the past, so we have to change the verb into the past. You know, the verb, the original verb in the direct speech is in the present, so it should be changed into the past perfect. We can say, he said he had known Samir very well. Another example, he said, I will lend you the book as soon as I have read it myself. So here, the original verb is in the present perfect, so we can say, he told me that he would lend me the book as soon as he had read it himself. Now let's have an exercise. Complete these sentences with the past perfect tense. Number one, after my friend leave, you know the verb is leave, after my friend dash, I went to bed. You have to use the past perfect. So you can say, after my friend had left, I went to bed. Number two, my brother was late this morning. The lesson dash, the verb is begun, by the time he got to school. So you can say, the lesson had begun by the time he got to school. Past perfect. Three, Hamid couldn't buy a new car till he dash his old one. So you can say, till he had sold his old one. Four, I had to go back for my books because I leave, you know, dash, the verb is leave, them at home. So you can say, because I had left them at home. Five, we couldn't see him because he go to bed. The verb is go, because he had gone to bed. Okay, my dear students, that was our last point in this session. In our next session, inshallah, we are going to study comparisons and some punctuation marks. So we are going to study the comparative and the superlative form, and also we will cover some punctuation marks like the colon, the semicolon, the apostrophe, the inverted commas, and so on. Until then, I wish you all the best. Thank you very much for listening to this audio program. See you another time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللغة الإنجليزية واحد. الإعداد والتقديم الدكتور بليغ الوصي. الهندسة الصوتية المهندس محمد العلي. الإشراف الدكتور سمير الشميري والدكتور محمد السيد. إخراج رياض المحيّة.